because you believe the enemy that tells you that nobody wants you. If you only understood that you are the apple of his eye, if you would just agree with him, you are his prized possession, and he's not just going to give you to anybody. Many years ago, a young brother came to me about 27 years of age. He said to me, I know the Lord uses you to speak. He said, I need a word from the Lord. I've been wanting to get married. I said, really? He said, yes. Does the Lord tell you anything? I said, you don't want to hear this. He said, yeah, I really do. I really want to know what the Lord is saying. No, you really don't want to hear what the Lord is saying. He said, yes, please tell me. I said, okay. The Lord said that he loves his daughters too much to give one to you. Because you're a little Hitler. All you're missing is the mustache. He bowed his head and he said, it's true. See, because this mentality that men have many times, that you're going to order people, men, women around and enslave them, you don't understand the cross. This cultural stuff that goes on sometimes in the Spanish culture and in these other culture, where you want to make women subservient and they're not supposed to do anything, you better go back and check your Bible. Because Jesus is an equal opportunity employer. You even watch God do it in the Old Testament. Even when women were considered to be property and furniture, God had Huldah, a prophetess, to where the king came and consulted her. If this was the word of the Lord, God had Deborah, who was a righteous judge. She had a husband named Lapidoth, yet all the nations came to her for judgment. How powerful was Deborah in the nation? She was powerful enough to appoint the general to fight the battle. That makes you the head of state. You don't appoint a general to fight a battle unless you've got the authority to do so. She appointed Barak to fight the battle. And when he did not follow her and follow her instructions, she prophesied, God will give the battle to a woman. And men, let me tell you by the Spirit, if you won't obey him, he will give what is rightfully yours to a woman, because he's after hunger and thirst. See, I'm not rocking opinions up here. I'm not rocking church culture. I'm not rocking opinions. You hear word. You say, well, what do you do with the scriptures? Let the woman keep silent in the church. Well, first of all, let's look at that word silent. It can't mean don't make a noise, because if a woman so much as sneezed in church, she'd be out of order. All you got to do is go to the next verse. The Bible said, let them ask their husbands at home. So first of all, it's not talking to every woman. It's only talking to wives. And why is he saying let them ask their husbands at home? You study the culture. Because women were new, they were being allowed to come in to the things of God. They'd never experienced this before. The doors were being made open to them. So they would yell out in service to their husbands, hey, what are they doing? Hey, what is this? And they were causing disorder. Paul said, let everything be done decently and in order. He said, God's not the author of confusion. So he said, let the wives go home and ask those questions to their husbands. He said, well, what do you do with the scripture? I suffer not a woman to teach a man or to usurp authority. Study the scripture. Once again, it's not talking to every woman. He's talking about Adam and Eve in the scripture. He's talking about wives to husbands. And those, I don't suffer a wife to teach her husband. What do you mean? Don't let a wife publicly disrespect her husband by publicly teaching him in front of someone else. Because men run on respect and honor. Don't publicly correct your husband. You see, there is no Greek word for wife. It's found in context. That's why you have to look up many times the word man that's found along with it. And you will know from context of the Greek whether it's talking about husband. When you get to the context of there, it's dealing with a husband. Does anybody agree with God? Watch this. If we freely admit that we have sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just, true to his own nature, promises, and will forgive our sins, dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously cleanse us from all unrighteousness, everything in not conformity to his will, in purpose and thought and action. Quit begging him. Somebody believe. Somebody agree with God. You've sinned, lift your hands right now. Tell him, Father, I'm sorry. I accept your forgiveness. Now help me to forgive myself. I agree with you that I'm forgiven. Now help me to forgive myself. What does forgiveness mean? It means to release you from the penalty of your wrongdoings. You release me. So now I'm free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound, no more chains holding me. My soul is resting. It's such a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me close with this. There's so many things to agree with God on. We could go on and on and on and on. There's so many different things. But can I just come to one thing here? Go to Psalm 47 verse 1. King James Version. Psalm 47 verse 1. Listen, God tells you how to praise him. God tells you how to approach. You don't decide how to approach God. God decides that. See, if you've sinned, God tells you actually to come boldly under the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. God never tells you to beg with him. He never tells you to plead. He tells you to come and open up your mouth and talk to him. You say, well, brother, if you teach this, this is endorsing sin. No, no, no. What's endorsing? It's a love relationship. This is not a slave master. This is not through terror. He's not driving you by commandment. He's drawing you by love. Oh, clap your hands, oh, ye people, and do what? Now, you see, many times, unfortunately, what happens to us, this is church culture. This is church culture. Watch this. We say, let's give God a praise. And people start clapping their hands. Now, did you hear what God called a praise? Clap your hands and what? It's not a praise if you just clap your hands only. That's called an applause. God said, now, for it to be a praise, you have to clap and do what? Right. Now, where is this coming from? This is coming from David. David knew that there was four things that Israel did to install a king. And one of the things that Israel did was to clap their hands and shout, God save the king. David said, now, wait a minute. If we can do this for an earthly monarchy, how much for the heavenly monarchy? So David instituted this into the order of praise of God. So David said, clap your hands, O ye people, and shout. The Hebrew word, the barak, it means to address God in a loud tone. It's shabak. Address God in a loud tone. It's a football stadium tone. Some of you are still clapping your hands with your mouth closed. Oh, clap your hands, oh ye people, and shout, shout, shout unto God. Agree with God. Agree with God. Agree with God. Watch this, watch this, watch this. He said, clap your hands and shout, oh, you people unto God. He said, I want you to shout, but listen, listen. It's a particular type of shout. It's the shout of the voice of what?
Triumph.
Now, he didn't say the voice of victory. Victory is different than triumph. You remember in France, there's the Arc of Triumph. The Arc of Triumph was built was to celebrate the victory of conquering France. So what are you trying to say? I'm trying to tell you that what many of you are doing is shouting to get victory. He didn't tell you to shout to get victory. He said, shout to celebrate the victory. Party over here. He said, shout that I've already given you. He said, celebrate it. Celebrate the victory. You've been having trouble in your home? Celebrate the victory. You've been having trouble in your own head? Celebrate the victory. You've been having trouble in your body? Celebrate the victory. Oh, clap your hands, oh ye people. Shout. With the voice of triumph. Yeah. Yeah! Yes! Hold on, the rabbis had something to say about this too. Everybody clap your hands one time. The rabbi said the reason also why David said this is because he said the clapping of the hands sounded like the snapping of chains. One time. He said, it sounds like chains snapping. He said, that's why when you clap your hands and shout and you make God king over your life, chains start snapping. Agree with God. Yeah. Yeah. Now throw your hands up to him. A lot of you don't even know why you do what you do. Come on, agree with him. You're the head, not the tail. Agree with him. You're the righteousness of God. Come on, agree with him. He loves you with an everlasting love. Come on, agree with him. He's made you worthy. Come on, agree with him. I wish I had time to teach on why we lift our hands, because for some of you, you might as well just check your deodorant when you lift your hands, because you don't get why you lift hands. You just know this is what we do in church, or church culture. That's just what we do. But lifting your hands has great significance to God. Can I give one aspect? I won't go to the scriptures, but can I give one aspect? When you made a blood covenant, one of the last steps you did in making a blood covenant was to cut your wrist, and you'd smear it to make it into a scar. And you many times could rub it in, even in with each other, and this is where you got the term blood brothers. The concept was this, is that when someone attacked you, you would lift your hands. And they would see that scar on your wrist, and they knew even though you were standing there alone, you were not alone. Oh, somebody get the revelation. You can be in your bedroom all alone, but when you lift your hands, you're telling the devil, I am not alone. I have covenant with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And if you mess with me, he's coming for you. Agree with God. Agree with God. Lift your hands. Agree with God. You have covenant. That's just one reason why we lift their hand. There are other biblical teachings on why we lift our hand. Study, friends, study. So you can agree with God. Stop accepting these lies of the devil. Stop agreeing with your enemy. You let him tell you you don't have a right to open up your mouth, and you just sit there like a victim. You're the lamb. You're a little lamb in God's eyes, and you let him make lamb chops out of you. He tells you no one loves you, and you just, I know, you just swallow it. There's not even resistance. He tells you you're a fool and you're never going to be anybody, and you just sit there and cry. Oh God, please help me. Oh God, please help me. God said, when are you going to agree with me? When are you going to look the devil in the face and say, I'm the righteousness of God? When are you going to finally tell the enemy, I'm holy because he made me holy? I'm worthy because he made me worthy. When are you going to stop listening to your enemy that tells you that you're never going to obtain what God has for you, that tells you that you never will reach the potential in God you're meant to reach, that tells you that you're just in the way and you need just to go somewhere, sit down, shut up and be quiet because you're just bothersome, your presence is bothersome. When are you going to finally stand up in the face of the devil and say, I believe who God said I am. I am a son of God. I am a child of the King. I am the light of the world. I am a royal priesthood. I'm part of a holy nation. When are you going to stop letting the devil drag up your past in front of your face? When are you going to get angry at the devil for rolling up his sleeve and dipping it down, his hand down in the blood of Jesus and pulling back up your sins, and with the blood still fresh on it, shaking it in front of your face? When are you going to slap his hands and say, put that back? When are you going to stop worrying, fearing, fear of the future, fear of the unknown, fear of failing, fear of being hurt, fear of people, fear of death? And when are you going to finally just lift your hands and say, God's got me. God's got me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. But thou art with me. When are you going to agree with God? You're worthy because he made you worthy. It was a gift. He gave it to you. Now lift your hands and approach him in that worthiness that he's given to you. Open up your mouth and approach the throne of God. Come on, I'm tired of believing the lies of the devil. I'm tired of the torment. This altar is open to those that want to believe God. This altar is open to those who choose. If you haven't been believing him, then repent. Lord, I'm sorry. I haven't been believing you. I've been believing the lies of the devil. I ask you to forgive me and help me to forgive myself. Now, from this time day forward, help me to believe. Help me to agree with you. Help me to stop beating myself up and help me to beat the devil up. Help me to put my energies where they count. Come on. Come on. You made me the head and not the tail. You made me above and not beneath. You made me holy. And I agree with you. I agree with you. I agree with you. I agree with you. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. You're my daddy. You said you were, and I agree with you. Come on, I'm the apple of your eye. That's what you, that's who you told me I am. I agree with you. Shakamama sata. Rabababa rosheki talababa rosheki bababa rosheta ya. Ramandale bebebe koshakata rababa hoshata. Come on, you told me you love me with an everlasting love. I agree with you. That's right, open up your mouth, lift your hands to him, show off your covenant. The Lord is with me. The Lord is with you, thou mighty man of God. The Lord is with you, thou mighty woman of God. Stop talking so poorly about yourself. Stop calling yourself fat. Stop calling yourself stupid. Say what God says about you. Your voice to him, to worship him. Tell him, take joy, my king.
Take joy, my king.
Don't you know he enjoys hearing your voice? Don't you stand there with your mouth closed?
In what you hear.
Don't you sit there with your mouth closed? He enjoys hearing your voice.
Let it be a sweet, sweet.
Agree with God. Agree with God.
In your
you, Lord. I love you.
I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice my soul. It rejoices.
Take joy, my King.
Take joy, my King. In what you hear, let it be sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Love you, Lord. Oh, I love you, Lord. And I lift my joy, my King, in what you hear, let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Come on, lift your voice and sing it to the Lord.
Yes, Lord. And I love you, Lord.
Oh, yes, I do, God.
And I lift my voice.
Come on, sing that to the Lord.
To worship you.
Oh, my soul.
Oh, my soul.
Hallelujah. Rejoice!
Rejoice!
Take joy, my King.
Take
joy,
my King.
Oh, he's my King, my King, my King.
In what you hear,
yes,
let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears.
Yeah, yeah.
We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We say, I exalt thee, Lord. I exalt thee. You alone, God, are worthy. I exalt thee. I Here I am. I give all myself. And I give all myself to you. To you, Lord. Here I am. Here I am, God. And here I am. Let your spirit move through me, God. Let your spirit move through me. And here I am. Can we sing that one more time? Here I am, Lord. And here I am, Lord.
You I live to worship you.
My life is not my own.
Yes.
To you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own.
To you I belong. I give myself to you.
My life is not my own. To you I belong.
I give myself to you.
My life is not my own.
To you I belong. I give myself to you. I give myself away. give myself away so you can use me. Give myself so you can use, can use, use me. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Give myself away. Give myself to you, Lord. I give myself away so you can use me, so you can lead me, so you can guide me, guide me all the way. Not my will, but your will be done. Not my will, but your will be done. I give myself away. My life is not my own. To you, myself to you. All I am, oh. I give it to you. I give it to you. All I hope to be, all I want to be, I give it to you, Lord, give to you all of me. I give you all, I give you all, get all to you. Hallelujah. We could stay here all night worshiping God, y'all. Woo! Because God has been so good. Amen. You did an awesome job, sir. Amen. Just don't shy back. It's not a competition. I like jumping in sometimes and being a part. Amen. Not a competition. I am a soloist, but no, sir, I'm not a solo. I work with you. Amen. I walk with you. Why? Because all of this gives God glory. Amen. Only time we can't walk together is you don't want to give him all you got. Because you come with me, you got to bring it. Amen. Because I give God all I got. Amen. You can't half-step praising and worshiping God. You got to bring it. Give him all you got. Amen. Hallelujah. Because that's what gives God glory. That's what gives God glory. Amen. Not trying to be cute, but bring it and give it to him. Hallelujah. That's what gives him glory. Amen. And just enjoy. Enjoy being in his presence. Enjoy being in his presence. I believe y'all are dismissed.